Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing before embarking on your daily chores, make it your motto of life. God first before I speak with echo anybody. After listening to Turning Point, engage whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Then pray more on your own, as much as you can. Rebroadcast to your contact. Encourage them to send, please register me, to +234-815-844-4888. Follow the instructions. You will start receiving it directly from us. Welcome also to Sunday, the 13th day in April, 2025. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent today. Be responding with amen, I receive it. The 13 in the month. 13 is the number for divine mercy. Say quietly where you are. Say this to God. Say, God, show me mercy. Say, God, let your mercy speak for me and my household. Show me mercy. I have a strong urge in my spirit today to pray God's mercy down upon all my listeners. Psalm 103 verse 13 says, Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the said time is come. Say this again quietly where you are. Say, O God, my said time has come. Show me mercy. Yes, he will. God's mercy brings forgiveness for our sins. God's mercy restored by slider who truly repents. God's mercy on us brings healing. God's mercy is the reason we are not consumed. God's mercy shows up for our protection and guidance. God's mercy gives us hope of eternal life. How far can we go in this world? And what can we amount to without God's mercy? Open your hand again. All listeners, may God have mercy on you. Mercy has a voice. May God's voice of mercy speak on your behalf. Who is this person? You have lost hope on certain challenges, issues of life. Not to worry. Mercy will bring a revival and a restoration. That money, that position, that business, that approval you thought was lost is gone. But mercy will bring it back to you. If you are sick, as you listen to me, if you have a health challenge, lay hand where you hurt or touch your head, your forehead gently with your mantle or with your hand, and let me pray. I pray, may mercy speak for you before the throne room of God. Be healed from that sickness. Mercy speak. Be healed. Rise up and start to walk. Rise up and try to do what you couldn't do before. Mercy is of God. Experience it. Receive it. You are healed. Jump up by faith. Try to do what you couldn't do before and start saying, I am healed, I am healed. TPGF and all listeners, I prophesy, from today, you will go from one wonder to the other. Who is this person? You came from a family where no one has ever risen to prominence. I bend my knees before God. I prophesy, you shall be the one to rise in that family. Your son and your daughter shall rise to prominence. Your children shall be doing heroic things, and you shall be alive in good health for many years to see them and to have joy over them. Say amen. Parents, please pray regularly for your children. Anoint them or anoint their photographs if they are not around. Fast for your children once in a while, from time to time. Do like Job in the Bible. Sow sacrificial seed for them, one by one, using their names before God. You know what you are doing? You are securing their destinies by so doing. April 13, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Be blessed. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live long and live well. In Jesus' name, happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the 14th day of testimony sharing. Though there are still loads and loads of testimonies here, but according to our custom, we shall move over to teaching through question and answer people's situations that they will be sending in. Send yours. We will start that from tomorrow. Send or resend yours. It is first come, first serve. Now let's see how many of these testimonies time will allow us to share again today. Good morning, Daddy. And my TPDS siblings, God is awesome and working in this altar. I received a gift of 300,000 naira from an unexpected source after sowing my crossover seed and several other blessings since I joined this family. Tithe sent to GT account of the commission. All glory be to God. Daddy, please pray that my boss fulfill his promise to me. Consider it done. You see, that crossover sacrificial seed is very great. Oh, remember, the last day of every month is our crossover vigil into the new month. Expect the next one. I want to appreciate the Lord. One, God gave me a phone to replace the old and embarrassing ones I have been carrying over the years. Two, the first quarter of the year, the Lord healed me of leg pain that I have been having over some years. Three, journey mercies to every one of us that traveled for my sister-in-law's burial ceremony. Four, God did not allow my fears to happen. May his name alone be glorified. Daddy, thank you for allowing God to use you to affect this generation. More anointing, sir. Wow, everyone with an old phone, old embarrassing phone, you want God to change it for you? Raise it up by faith where you are. I prophesy a change to a better phone, the one of your dream, the one you desire. It will happen very soon in Jesus' name. Send us testimonies when it happens. I thank God Almighty that since I joined TPGF, my life has become turning point for blessings, testimony upon testimony. My prayer life has changed. I pray for good life partner for my daughter, and God answered. The wedding ceremony is slated for June. Daddy, pray for me that all resources needed for the ceremony shall be adequately provided. Yes, consider it done. In fact, you will have more than enough. Another testifier. Good morning, Daddy. Thank you for the good work the Lord is using you to do. More strength and anointing. Sometimes ago, I took some of my gold to the market for exchange. I couldn't find the ones I brought back home. I look for it in places I know it will be and places it might not be. The devil was using it to torment me and I lost my peace. I then keyed into the anointing of lost and found on this commission. And then I saw the battle seat to back up. This good day, I went to pick something else in a place I had checked over and over again to do something else. And lo and behold, I saw the purse. It seems to me as if an angel picked it from somewhere and dropped it there so I will see it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, wow, wow. Angels on assignment. Angels will be working for us from now on. Good morning, family. Our own daddy, thank you for honoring God's call. Our God is too much. All the names I wrote down in December delivered. At a point I felt, is God answering because even food to eat and my children, when they're back from school, the great supplier supplied after I gave the last money to the commission. In January, all those that I wrote their names started blessing me, even those I was not expecting. All the covenant giving are working on this platform. Before any need arises, our Lord will have taken care of it, delivering my family from accident and fire. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, our God is a God. Too much. Good morning, Daddy, and all my TPJ members. God came through for me when it looked like there was no more hope. On the 8th of March, I had a job to print for an event on the night. As we were halfway into the printing, the machine stopped printing well. We called the engineer who arrived 11 p.m. He started working till around 2 a.m. No way. At that point, I remembered I was with my mantle. After praying, I used the mantle to mantle the machine. And at 3 a.m., the machine started working. The work was delivered by 7:30 a.m. I thank God for not allowing the devil to put me to shame. Said, I mantled the machine. I give all the glory to the God of Pastor Femi Emmanuel, who granted my request for the family visa to the United Kingdom after almost 2 years when my wife had gone. Within 72 hours, Daddy and me and the three children, our visa were approved at the embassy. I always claim, join my faith with those who used to testify for this period of 2 years. Thank God, God didn't disappoint me. I pray he provide good job for me too. He will provide good job for you. All TPGF members in UK are coming again this year for UK TPGF conference in June, the last week of June, June 21 and 22. Note it, I will tell you more about it. Wow, 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 wow. Testimony, testimony, testimony. You shall be the next to testify in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you more and more. Today is Sunday, April 13. Please join us on a special service today. It's going to be a combined service. We call it Mega Service to round off the Women's Week and the celebration of my mom and wife's birthday. Please join us online through the YouTube and the Facebook. It will start by 8 a.m. Nigeria time. It is one single service, Mega Service, like I have said. Join us. I hope we are all preparing for my own 78th birthday. Come Friday, July 25. It's still in the month of July. I will tell you more then. People are already praying. It's going to be a great time. Our seed for the month is the seed of 4444. As many fours as you can sow and add. People are doing it and things are happening. Do yours. Then don't compromise your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed. And people are still sowing the seed of God, a seed of a testimony and the commitment that we said the other time. Do yours if God gives you the grace. And if you want us to send you the commission's account, send a request chat to +234 809 789 4000. I prophesy on everyone today, go and see the goodness of God in the land of the mercy. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until I truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.